Around 10 years ago, I found myself following the career of a young classical pianist named David Buechner. Buechner had great skill and tremendous energy in his playing. He'd been doing well in the New York music world, and among other things, he was the highest-ranking American pianist in the 1986 Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow. And his recordings were standouts. The playing was very communicative. I invited him to WNYC, and he played here, live, on a couple of occasions. Sometime soon after that, I began to get announcements for concerts by Sarah Davis Buechner. At first, I thought a pianist named Sarah Davis had married David Buechner. This was not the case. David Buechner had, in fact, changed his name to Sarah Davis Buechner and had begun to live as a woman in an attempt to resolve years, decades of gender confusion and anxiety. And she was continuing, of course, to play the piano. I invited her back, and in a taped conversation in 1999, Sarah Buechner spoke to me about the consequences of leaving David Buechner behind.
I would say, by my rough estimate, a concert schedule which brought me 50 to 60 dates a year is down to about 5 right now. So I think that tells you a lot about the industry. And whatever it was, 2-3 years ago, there were quite a few of them saying, this is an accomplished person, let's have him. And at this point, they're saying, this is a troubled person, let's not have her.
And yet, she had no doubt that at long last, she'd made a move that would change her life for the better. This past summer, Buechner came back for another conversation about her life as a transgendered person and as a musician. She'd told me years ago her old friends had simply given David Buechner up for dead and never been in touch, and that is still true.
So I died. To some people, I died. That's fine. I can live with that. To an awful lot of other people, the patient is doing just fine.
And many of the professional doors that closed to her back then are still closed.
Most of those conductors I worked with, in fact, almost all of them, I mean, one exception comes to mind, but all the ones that I used to count on as very, very reliable just don't return any phone calls and haven't done so for close to a decade now, so they're not going to.
But in other ways, things had advanced dramatically. Buechner had had the surgery to make her transition to Sarah complete, and she's currently employed as assistant professor of piano at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, where she has also caught on as a performer.
The life in Canada, the musical life, is kind of booming. I'm playing with their top orchestras and top recital series. Since moving there, just the whole new world has opened up to me. And I think it's a combination of, first of all, going to a country where they have not had an image built up. Musicians there don't remember what David Buechner looked like, or whatever image they had of David Buechner is not something they have to contend with. And it's also a country where, as you might recall, gay marriage was overwhelmingly approved.
So in essence, to her surprise, Sarah Davis Buechner has had to start over. She's also mellowed in her views about gender and repertoire, something she used to think about a lot.
There were moments when, for instance, you know, I was required to play Gershwin. That's a composer I've long been associated with. And you think about the mental image of Gershwin, you know, with his boxer's nose and pugnacious personality and the cigar and punchy, jazzy music. I mean, it's, you know, you'd have to say, well, he was a guy's guy kind of thing. There were moments of sitting there, you know, in a long gown and thinking, well, what am I doing playing Rhapsody in Blue? And, you know, sort of, where's the cigar and the pants? And the, you know, and there were some funny moments like that. But I didn't dwell on it too much, and now it's really past. I mean, I don't think about, gee, this is guy stuff or this is girl stuff. I mean, to really reach the fullest element of your artistry, you just have to be at peace with who you are. The gender is not even an issue. It's well beyond any of that.
That may be true, but it was at a most difficult moment in her transition that one of her current successes was born. It was her discovery of some rare sheet music by Rudolf Frimmel in a dusty old music store near where she lived at the time in the Bronx.
But at a time in my life that I needed to play music like that, that was uncomplicated and sincere and direct. It's very clever and intelligent and sophisticated in its own way, but it's not tortured. Kabalevsky and Shostakovich, that's tortured music. Rudolf Rimmel was never tortured. It's very sunny, happy music. I was playing a lot of it and made this CD, and I thought, well, I'll just sort of forget about it.
And she did. She forgot all about it until the New York Times raved about the CD, praising her supple, articulate, and nuanced performances. I can't imagine this music played with more integrity and affection, said the Times critic.
And one day, a lady from Koch calls and she said, it's gone really big. We've sold 500 copies. Which, in classical music, I had no idea. You don't have to do very well. I guess 500 is a magical number.
As a result, true vindication. Buchner's record company is in the process of reissuing the old, out-of-print David Buchner CDs, the ones that attracted me to the playing in the first place, with new Sarah Buchner packaging. So Frimmel opened some of those closed doors.
So here's to Rudy Frimmel.
So it isn't an ending by any means, but it is a moment that could be said to be better in many ways than the last time we talked.
When I was a man, so much of what I saw as my life was so limited, was finite, it was in this kind of box. And along with all the gender things being chucked into the air, I see the whole progression in music as a lifelong one, and one that's completely open-ended. I have no strong sense of where it's going to go whatsoever. That's a good place to be.
So she's in a good place, as they say. No thanks to the warmth of the music business. No thanks to the loyalty of old friends either. No thanks to much except absolute conviction that finding her way to a peaceful inner existence was a matter of life and death, that's all. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fischko.